वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 21 द आइलैंड ऑफ जम्बू द्वीप टेक्स्ट 21 एतदेव हि देव गायन्ति अहो अमीशां किंकारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषा स्विदुतः स्वयं हरि यैर जन्म लब्धं न शुभारत जिरे मुकुंद सेवोपैकं स्पृहान्य अहो अमीशं किमकारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषां स्विदुतः स्वयं हरि यैर जन्म लब्धं न शुभारत जिरे मुकुंद सेवापयकं स्पृहाहिन अहो अमीशं किमकारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषां स्विद् उत स्वयं हरि यैर जन्म लब्धं न शुभारत जिरे मुकुंद सेवोपयकं स्पृहाहिन एतदेव हि देव गायन्ति अहो अमीशां किं कारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषां स्विदितां स्वयं हरि एतदेव हि देव गायन्ति अहो अमीशां किं कारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषां स्विदितां स्वयं हरि जन्म लब्धं न शुभारत जिरे मुकुंद सेवोपैकं स्पृहाहिन एतदेव हि देव गायन्ति अहो अमीशां किं कारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषां स्विदुतः स्वयं हरि यजन्म लब्धं स्वाहा मत जी
देवा
ही देव गायंती अहो अमीषा किम कारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषां सिद्धः स्वयं हरि यर्जन्म लब्धं नृषु भारताजिरे मुकुन्द सेवोपैकं स्पृहाहिना मतजी भुक्तं किं अकारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषां सिधुता स्वयं हरि यैर्जन्म लब्धं नृषु भारताजिरे मुकुन्द सेवोपैकं स्पृहाहिना अहो अमीलं किमकारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषां स्विदुता स्वयं हरि यर्जन्म लब्धं नृषु भारताजिरे मुकुन्द सेवोपैकं स्पृहाहिना एतत्
दिस्
एव इण्डी ही सर्टेनली देवा ऑलरेडी मे गॉड्स गायन्ति चैंट अहो ओ अमीषां ऑफ दीज इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ भारतवर्ष किम व्हाट आकारी वाज डन शोभनम पायस ब्यूटिफुल एक्टिविटीज प्रसन्न प्लीज्ड एशाम अपॉन देम स्विट और उत इट इज सेड स्वयं पर्सनली हरि द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड by whom janma birth labdham obtained nishu in human society bharat jire in the courtyard of bharat varsha mukunda the supreme personality of godhead who can offer liberation सेवा उपायकम विच इज द मीन्स ऑफ सर्विंग स्पृहा डिजायर ही इंडीड ना अव ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की सिंस द ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ इज अ सब्लाइम पोजिशन फॉर स्पिरिचुअल रियलाइजेशन All the time my gods in heaven speak in this way. How wonderful it is for these human beings to have been born in the land of Bharat Varsha. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past. Or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself must have been pleased with them. Otherwise, How could they engage in devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human birth in Bharat Varsha to execute devotional service. But these human beings are already engaged there. Purport. These facts are further explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 941. Bharat bhumi dehoile manushya janma yara janma sarthak kari kar par upakara. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. There are many facilities in India, Bharatvarsha, for executing devotional service. In Bharatvarsha, all the acharyas contributed their experience. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to teach the people of Bharatvarsha how to progress in spiritual life and be fixed in devotional service to the Lord. From all points of view, Bharatvarsha is a special land where one can very easily understand the process of devotional service and adopt it to make his life successful. If one makes his life successful in devotional service and then preaches devotional service in other parts of the world, people throughout the world will actually benefit. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swabhadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavasya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhavitansya. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanusute Devi Manvami Hari Priya Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyayevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Etadeva hi deva gayanti Aho Amisham Kim Kari Shobhanam Prasannesham Sudita Swayam Hari Yar janma labdham nashubharata jire mukunda sevo paikam sprahina. Since the human form of life is a sublime position for spiritual realization, all the demigods in heaven speak in this way. How wonderful it is for these human beings to have been born in the land of Bharatvarsha. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past, or the supreme personality of Godhead Himself must have been pleased with them. Otherwise, how could they engage in devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human birth in Bharatvarsha to execute devotional service. But these human beings are already engaged there. So, we are in the fifth canto, and so many things have been discussed in Bhagavatam in the past, but right now, the main point here is the island of Jambudvipa. This is Jambudvipa, Bharatkhande, Aryavarte. So this is the Jambudvipa, and in this Jambudvipa, the Bharatkhanda, the Bharatvarsha, is very prominent. Why it is prominent? It's because there's a whole huge system of parampara, disciplic succession. And this knowledge is there, has always been there. And Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, the whole epistemological argument is given in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4. The argument is, how do we know? And what do we know? And then what do we do about it? So what do we know? First of all, how do we know? So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.1, this knowledge. Imam vivasvate yogam prokta vahana avyam vivasvan manve praha manur ikshvake abravi. I spoke this spiritual science, the process of yoga, to sun god Vivasvan. Imam vivasvate yogam. And then Vivasvan, he spoke to Manu. And then Manu to Ikshvaku. And then Krishna mentioned how in this disciplic succession, in 4.2, he says, evam parampara praptim imam raj rishi yovidu sakalene mahata yoganashta parantapa. So in this way, evam parampara praptim, disciplic succession, from disciple to disciple to disciple, like that, on and on and on. Imam Raj Rishi. And this knowledge was not meant for drunkards or woman hunters or ordinary people. This was meant for Raj Rishi, who are saintly people and who are king. So king at the same time saintly. Very rare, very difficult. Because once you are king, immediately the situation will be that you want to engage in sense gratification. But no, Raj Rishi, they are kings, but engaged in the process of devotional service, Rishi. And then Krishna says, further on, Sa evayam ayatedhya. So in this way, this knowledge was handed over in disciplic succession. But then Arjuna asked a question. What question did he ask? Aparam bhavto janma. You know, you and I, we took birth, you are maybe 125 years old, I am maybe 105 years old, and now you are speaking to me. How could you speak to Sun God, Vivasvan? That's not possible. I don't understand it. Why Krishna is bringing all this point? Why Arjuna is bringing all these points? To make everyone understand that this knowledge is transcendental. This knowledge, nobody can say, oh Krishna, ordinary person, took birth in Vrindavan, cowherd boy. What does he know? But he's telling himself. What he's telling? Bahuni me vetitani janmani tav charjuna. Oh Arjuna, you and I came several times. But you forgot. And I remember. So that is the difference. And then Krishna says further about his nature, about his personality. Because why we are talking about here? How do we know? How do we know in disciplic succession of the knowledge given by Krishna himself, and we are getting in disciplic succession, in parampara. So Krishna is saying about himself, ajopi sannavyatma bhutanam ishvaropi san praktim swami adhishtaya sambhavami atmamayaya. Atmamayaya, my internal potency, my internal energy, I appear. But how do we appear in this world? We also appear. But how do we appear? Karmana deva netrena jantur deho upapatti. We take birth under the cameras, under the focus, under the influence of karma and deva netrena. So what we do in our life, in this life, we are making or building or constructing our next body day by day, day by day. And these activities are being observed, maintained, registered by whom? Deva. And who are those Deva? They are 12, not only one. So for example, I am in my house all by myself, all alone. enjoying my music, enjoying my movie or whatever. And I'm thinking nobody is there. But no, 12 cameras are on you. That's why many times celebrities are very embarrassed. Because journalists, they chase them down even to their bedrooms. But we are already being chased. 12 cameras on us all the time. And under the influence of those 12 cameras, under the surveillance of those 12 cameras, our next body is decided. Deserving and desiring. We may desire to go to Hawaii. Nice weather, nice temperature. Okay, very nice. You desire, but you don't deserve. Why? Because you have only $100 in your bank account. Man, just don't think about it. You cannot go to Hawaii for $100. Better you end up somewhere in neighborhood, some Twin Falls or something, and you just be there and have a little picnic over there. So I can desire, but I don't deserve. So I must be deserving. And that's why Krishna mentioned about himself, that why he comes. What is his purpose of coming? His leelas, his pastimes. Atha Shri Krishna Namadi. Na bhaved grayam indriye sevan mukhi jivado swam evahi ispudyata. All these pastimes of Krishna, names, places, leelas, na bhaved grayam indriye. I do not understand them properly. I'm so dull, I'm so dumb. But what do? Sevan mukhi jivado. But you begin with your tongue, jiva, in the ado, in the beginning. What do you do with the tongue? Two things. You eat and you speak. So what we eat? Prasadam. And what do you speak? Amaragya guru huya. Taro ahi desh, jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Just by tongue this, we chant the glories of Krishna. We take the holy names of Krishna. We talk about Krishna. We think about Krishna all the time. That's the beginning. And that is the beginning of devotional service. And that's how we advance in our spiritual life. And then Krishna further on in chapter 4, text 9, chapter 4, text 7, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuddhanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujamiham. I come again and again to establish the principle of religion. Why? Because it gets lost over a period of time. People change, people twist. Like thou shalt not kill, they change to thou shalt not murder. Changing, twisting for their own benefit, for their own gratification. So Krishna established again, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkitam dharma sansthapanartha. So dharma sansthapana. He comes to establish the principles of religion. What to be done? What is not to be done? That's why he spoke Bhagavad Gita, his own words. And then, the very last thing in this whole episode of Krishna establishing himself, what he is, who he is, and what is our position. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata tyaktya deham punarjanma neti mameti so Arjuna. My janma and my karma. So my appearance, Krishna is saying, my appearance and my activities are transcendental. We should not put our tiny brain to interpret those pastimes. Shri Radha, Shyama Sundar, Lalita Vishakha ki jai, Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So, what is mentioned in these verses here in the chapter 5, also a little bit about Varnashrama. And Varnashrama is four Varna, four Ashrama. We have all discussed quite a bit on this. Sometimes in America people ask me, you have this caste system in India, these classes, why do you have it? This is nonsense, everyone is equal. Very simple. But you also have it. How do we have it? In America, but you have a learned class who reads and teach, and you have a political class or law maintaining society class, and then you have mercantile class, farmers. And you have those who are benevolent artisans, they work for some body and get something done, some technology. So you have it. And in fact, you have in your body, your head is a Brahman, your hands are Kshatriya, your belly is Vaishya, and your legs are Shudra. So this is the whole society, how we are functioning. And that's why Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita himself that Chaturvarnam Maya Shastam Guna Karam Vibhaksha. I designed this Chaturvarna, four varnas. This is my system. I put it together. Why? Because progressively we have to move on. We have to change our consciousness. Right now I am conscious of my family, my job, my body. But the moment I connect all these things through yogic process, bhakti yoga, to Krishna, immediately my all activities are transcendental. I remember one time in our Boise, Idaho, Hare Krishna temple, ISKCON temple, ISKCON was in the process of having this book, Darshan book for all the ISKCON temples, and Nityatrapta Mataji, she came to Boise, of course, to cover the details on our temple of Boise. And in her morning class, she was speaking about her own realization when she met Prabhupada first time, and Prabhupada mentioned about connecting all and everything to Krishna, engage everything in service of Krishna. And she was very sad and embarrassed and thinking, Prabhupada, I have done my degree in this photography, and I don't know how can I use this in service of Krishna. I cannot say what should I do about it. Prabhupada said, no, never mind. You take the photograph of our deities, no problem. And since then, for the last many years, she has been doing it. And what she mentioned after all of that is, whenever a photographer wants to take a snap of you, what does it not want from you is, you don't move. If you move, then there will be two overlapping photographs on you. But then she found, if anyone ever want to use his camera to take a photograph, deities are the best candidate. Because they are standing like this, and you can take photograph as many times as you want. And she was very happy. So this is the point, that engaging ourselves in service of Krishna. Whatever yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad jahosi, dadasi yad, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, whatever tapasya you do, just do for Krishna. So that's what the point. So this human form of life, which is mentioned in this, since the human form of life is sublime position. So the point here is that there is a verse in Bhagavatam 11 canto, chapter 20, text 17. Na deham adyam sulbham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam. So nardeha, this human form of life, adyam, is very originally planned, very nice. Sulabham, you got it. Do you remember, any one of us remember what did we do in the past to get it? Obviously we can understand that we must have done something good, that we have taken birth as a human form of life. And of course, we are connected to Hare Krishna ISKCON now. That's another added big feature on it. Sulabham, we got it. Sudurlabham, but we don't know if we can get it again. Sukalpam, and very nicely designed, if you look at. Krishna created, he has two hands, Shyam Sundar. I have two hands, ears, nose, everything. But of course, he is most attractive, beautiful. Krishna is supreme enjoyer. I am not. I am small. But, same thing. Sukalpam. So, one time, a person was lying under the tree of Jamun. And he was thinking, oh Krishna, what did you do here? You put such a small jamun on such a big tree branches, and a big pumpkin or watermelon on this tiny wine in the field doesn't sound very fair to me. But then suddenly he was lying, sitting under the tree, and one jamun fell on his head. He said, Krishna, you did okay. If it had been watermelon, my head would have been gone. So the point is, whatever Krishna's design, nobody can argue. It's perfect. What we did only, we messed it up. Simply messed it up. We only caused disturbance in the system of Krishna. It was perfect. It is perfect. So, how this process of devotional service, because Varnashrama is very important. Every one of us born Shudra. Our mentality, Shudra. Our birth, Shudra. How it is? Janmana jayate Shudra sanskarad bhavet dvija ved pathad bhavet vipra brahma jana titi brahmana. So janmana jayate Shudra. We are all Shudras by birth. Now, somebody can argue that, oh, I am this caste or that caste, but you are Shudra, man. Everyone. But then by purificatory process, by taking the process of chanting of the holy names of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So by this purificatory process, the best process, what happens? We become purified. And by become purified, what happens? Because right now, we are covered under these designations. I am Indian, I am American, I am Chinese. I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am Vaishya, I am Shudra. I am Hindu, I am Muslim. I am South Indian, I am North Indian. All these, and I speak this language, this. So many designations on this tiny soul, based on this body. That's the problem. That is why the goal is what Narad Panchara Ratra said, Sarvapadhi Vinirmuktam. Get freed from all these designations immediately. Sarvapadhi Vinirmuktam. Get freed. Tatparatena Nirmalam. Then you become purified. Rishikena, Rishikena, Rishikesha. Then you engage your Rishik, your senses, in the service of the master of the senses. That is the process. That is the thing about the people who appeared, who took birth in the land of Bharatvarsha. This is from the day one we learn. That engage in service of Krishna. And get freed from all. Engage your senses. The point is, why senses? It's because senses, right now, we are engaged in improper use of the senses. And I saw in the dictionary, the word prostitution means improper use of genital senses like that. So that's a prostitution. Prostitution of tongue. We are not eating prasadam, food offered to Krishna. We are seeing wrong things, prostitution of eyes, improper use of the senses. The wider definition of prostitution, in fact, that's what dictionary mentioned. So the point is, we have to avoid this sort of improper use of the senses. And progressively, we have to rise from the platform of Shudra mentality. It's a mentality. It's the thinking process that I am the enjoyer. Ishvara aham, aham bhogi. Balvan aham, aham sukhi. I am enjoyer. I am bhogi. I am powerful. All my enemies, I have killed them. Those who are left, I will kill them later on very quickly. No matter what, I am enjoyer. I am powerful. This is Shudra mentality. This is demoniac mentality. We have to give it up. How? By engaging in the process of devotion service. And this devotional service, Bhakti Yoga, it has six wonderful attributes to it. Number one is natural. It's not that we have to put our hand down and legs up for 2 hours. No. That's unnatural. The natural is that you are sitting, because that's how you are made for. You are not made for hands, head down and legs up. So that's unnatural. But that's why it's natural. You are sitting, you are chanting. And why it's natural? The process and the goal, same. I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. And I'm coming to temple. And I'm having darshan of the deities. And I'm chanting and I'm reading Bhagavatam. And I'm engaged in service of Krishna. After going to Golok Vrindavan Dham, what will I do? Same thing. So those who are engaged purely here in this world, in material world now, in pure devotional service, they are as good as they are in Golok Vrindavan. But of course, Prabhupada said, one time one disciple mentioned to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we want to come back again and again and distribute your books. Prabhupada said, that's nice feeling and nice thinking, but we have to think at the same time going back to Godhead, because this place is not fit for a gentleman. So many problems, so many difficulties. So those who are Atmarama, those who are Mahabhagavat, of course, for them it's okay. But for a common bhakta like us, we want to go back to Godhead by engaging in service of Krishna and thinking of Krishna. So the process is natural, because process and the goal is same. And the second thing is, it's effective. Bhakti yoga is effective. How it is? Because if we renounce our work, okay, I have born with certain guna and karma, and now I have certain inclinations, and I have to give up those inclinations. No, better I just sit and chant Hare Krishna, but my nature is different. So better because if I do something, because Arjuna argued in 3rd chapter of Bhagavad Gita that I want to go away, I don't want to fight. He put 4 arguments: compassion, enjoyment, sinful reaction, destruction of family tradition. He put 4 arguments before Krishna. He didn't want to fight. But what happened? And he said, I want to go away and go to forest and chant. But Krishna said, no, you are born Kshatriya, you must fight. If you will artificially resign, it will be pakhanda, because you will think of fighting sitting in forest. That's your nature. So better you fight and engage in a holy war. Not jihad, not crusade, but fighting for Krishna. Fighting for to fulfill the mission of Krishna. So in that way, it's effective. This bhakti yoga is effective because the chances of fall down are very low. That's why it's effective. Effectiveness of a process means it works in all situations. That is effectiveness. And the third part is safer. Bhakti yoga is safe. It's a very safe situation. Very safe and secure platform of bhakti yoga. So, for example, there was some sannyasi, and at some point it occurred, because Maya is strong, that he fall down into Maya. And then at some point he's like, oh God, what I did, what I was, I shouldn't have done that. He came back to temple, he moved into ashram again, he remained brahmachari strict for 6 years again, and took sannyas again. So the point is, it's not that you are fall down, you are finished. No, you can recover from that point again. Because Neha Bikram Nashvasti, Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text 40. Neha Bikram Nashvasti, Pratyavayana Vidyate, Swalpamasya Dharmasya, Trayate Mahato Bhayat. It will save you again. It can happen to anyone. That's why in the morning, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. That's why Sutta Siksha is important. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 1 in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, text 1 says, Maya Sakta Mana Partha योगम युञ्जमदाश्रय अशंसयम समग्रमाम यथाज्ञाशजित शृणु ना हियर फ्रॉम मी ओ कृष्ण अर्जुन विदाउट डाउट संशय असंशयम विदाउट डाउट एंड देन ऑन डाउट सूत गोस्वामी ही गेव दीज फाइव वर्सेज विच आर कॉल्ड सूत शिक्षा इन कैंटो वन चैप्टर टू टेक्स्ट 17-21 दीज फाइव वर्सेज आर ऑन सूत शिक्षा दिस इज अ होल प्रोसेस सो लेट मी फिनिश दीज सिक्स पॉइंट्स ऑफ भक्ति सो फर्स्ट इट वॉज नेचुरल बिकॉज प्रोसेस द गोल आर सेम इट्स इफेक्टिव बिकॉज वी नीड नॉट टू रिनाउंस अवर वर्क वी कैन कनेक्ट अवर वर्क थ्रू योगा गिव द रिजल्ट टू कृष्ण दैट्स कर्म योगा भक्ति योगा एंड इट्स सेफर बिकॉज इवन इफ यू कम डाउन यू कैन गो अप अगेन यू आर नॉट फिनिश्ड एंड देन इट्स ईजियर बिकॉज वॉट एवर यू आर वर्किंग यू नॉट टू गिव अप यू सिंपली एंगेज योर सेंसेस एंड देन इट्स ट्रांसेंडेंटल फिफ्थ एट्रीब्यूट ऑफ भक्ति योगा इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल वॉट ट्रांसेंडेंटल मीन्स beyond the three modes of material nature. So varnashrama is based on duty according to the body. So this is transcendental means when we engage in service of Krishna, a child can engage himself, ladies can engage, anyone, no matter how material things are on you, you may not be at all educated at all, you may be very highly PhDs or masters or whatever. You may be professor. You may be just a village cowherd. Why? Because we know Krishna in Vrindavan. Sesh Mahesh Ganesh Dinesh Jahi ki mahima nirantar gaave Tahe ahir ki chohariya Chachiya mare chach pe nach na chaave. So these cowherd girls of Vrindavan, they are not Vedantist. They're simple. But who is dancing for them? Shesh Mahesh Ganesh Dinesh Ananta Shesha, Lord Ganesha, Lord Shiva, Indra, all they are continuously glorifying Krishna with their thousand mouths and things and best slokas. But what happens to Krishna? Tahe Ahir Ki Chohariya, a simple cowherd girl, ask Krishna, if you will dance, I will give you buttermilk. And Krishna began dancing. So this is Supreme Personality of God, easily achieved. That's why this process is easier, is transcendental, and it contains real knowledge. Sometimes, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was himself challenged by some impersonalists in Banaras. You are sentimentalists. You are just dancing. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, More Guru, More Murkha Dekhi. My Guru found me, I am a rascal number one. This is Lord Chaitanya himself is saying. Karilo Shashan, then he gave Adesh, his order. Just chant Hare Krishna, you fool. That's the point. So this is Bhakti Yoga. This is the process of Bhakti Yoga. And what Sut Siksha said, what Sut Goswami mentioned in Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 17-21, the whole process, because right now we are trapped in Dvanda. How we are trapped in Dvanda? Like, do it or not do it? I came to temple. Somebody gave me a bead bag, mala, a Bhagavad Gita, and now it's my choice. I want to just say, oh, I don't know. I don't have time. Or I can say, oh my God, somehow I got this thing now. Better I start now. Atharto Brahma Jigyasa, now it's time for me. Better I give it up. All Dante Nidhaya Tinakam Padyor Nipatya. Because all the devotees, what they do, they put a straw under their teeth. Dante Nidhaya Tinakam Padyor Nipatya. They fall at the feet of all the visitors, all the people they meet. Kakoshatam. They fold their hands 100 times. And what they're saying? हे साधवो, ओ लर्निड मैन, सकल विहाय दूरा, वट एवर नॉन सेंस यू हैव लर्न, जस्ट गिव इट अप। एंड व्हाट डू डू? चैतन्य चंद्र चरणे करता अनुराग, जस्ट सी द मर्सी ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य एंड बिकम अटैच्ड टू हिज लोटस फीट। चैतन्य चंद्र चरणे करता अनुराग, चैतन्य रे दयारा करो विचार। हियर से द प्रॉपर्ट दैट श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु पर्सनली अपीयर टू टीच द पीपल ऑफ भारतवर्ष, एंड दिस नाउ प्रोसेस हैज बीन टेकन ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड by International Society of Krishna Consciousness, and millions of people chanting and dancing, temples are opening day by day, we are growing, we are winning, we are rising, we are fighting war against Maya. That's the proof. Prabhupada left 108 temples, now we are 500, so we are working hard, we are winning, but war is not over yet. We have to go a long way. 6 billion people. War is going on. We captured few millions, but not all. So still work is on. We are not tired. We are not just done. We have to move on. And that's why Lord Chaitanya, he gave this process. Chaitanya Dayara Karahu Bichar. Bichar kari bhajad chit pave chamatkar. If you just think of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then immediately you feel like, wow. Because Lord Chaitanya, his power is, here I am standing named for now Shri Haridas, and I am full of sinful life. I have no good in me. I have never done anything pious. All sinful life. And here is Lord Chaitanya standing in front of me and looking at Sri Haridas. And my sins, I'm standing here, and my sins personified are standing here. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will turn his face like this and will never look at your sins. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gordashena Mahavadanyaya. Most merciful. Very difficult to find such a great mercy. That's why the chapter says, the verse says, big demigods, they are praying, oh Lord, you are so merciful to all these people who have taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsha. They are so pious, they are so fortunate that this message of Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya doesn't appear in every single Kali Yuga. This is a special Kali Yuga. This is a very special position that we have got now. We don't want to miss this chance. We don't want to miss this opportunity just by going trapped in this and that. So I would say, request all that help each other, follow the process, stay connected with devotees. Three things are very necessary for spiritual life. Number one, association. And number two, association. And number three, association. That's it. So never leave this association. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments, or anything I have said wrong?
Thank you very much. Explains that up till after correction, the whole planet was under one flag, Bharatvarsh. But as we lost our culture, the Vedic culture, it started splitting. And we give the example. The last example was about 8 years ago when India and Pakistan were split, and then Bangladesh came. So the Prabhupada makes the point that we can spread the Vedic culture all over the world. The whole world can be reunited under one flag of Krishna. The whole planet will again become Bharatvarsh.
Haribo.
Prabhupada
ki jai. Any other comment or question? Very nice comment, Prabhuji. That, yes.
In the middle you mentioned about one person who fell down and he came back again and he was sannyasi in a few years. So there's a Prabhupada joke about that. Somebody came to Prabhupada, Swamiji, I'm very fallen. Prabhupada said, what is the question of falling down for someone who's already fallen? Another one Prabhupada said, that you fall in Maya, you're always in Maya. Sometimes you fall into Krishna.
Haribo.
Yes, Haribo.
Very nice comment. Yeah, we are always trapped because we are so small. So we are always fighting with Maya under Maya. So very nice comment.